Well, it aims to remove the ability of prisoners who are imprisoned, receiving a sentence of imprisonment, from being able to vote while they're in prison.
Mm-hmm. I believe under the current legislation, prisoners who are serving a sentence more than 3 years can't vote anyway?
That's right.
Is that right?
And that's exactly right. And so what this bill does is basically extend that to persons that are in prison, full stop,
mm-hmm.
rather than have the, you know, sort of three-year threshold.
And this would apply to all prisoners, regardless of the crime they committed?
Yes.
Do you currently have enough support for this bill to pass?
I haven't confirmed final numbers, but there is certainly strong support from the National Party. While the party has still to take a caucus, reach of caucus position on it. There is, I think, I'm confident of getting the support necessary from the National Party caucus. I'm in discussions, and I'm in discussions with other parties.
Mm-hmm. How long have prisoners had the right to vote?
Well, up until before the current Act came into place, which was in 1992, I think, 1993. Prior to 1993, in fact, prisoners couldn't vote under the old Electoral Act, but that changed in the Electoral Act 1993,
mm-hmm.
Which was the outcome from a Royal Commission of an Inquiry into the electoral system in 1986.
And it was a national government at the time that changed the law?
In 1986, I couldn't be certain.
In 1992, sorry, not 1986.
Yes, it was, yes. And I think Doug Graham was the minister at the time.
Mm-hmm. How long has this idea, or how long have you held this idea, how long has this bill been in the works, so to speak?
Well, it's been in the ballot. Since about the middle of last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a view that I have held, you know, for a long time I had understood that prisoners couldn't vote, and it was only really when I was in a conversation some time ago that I realized that, in fact, some prisoners could vote. And so I thought, well, when I examined the issue a bit further and found that the Royal Commission came to a view to change it in the 92 Act, which is what the minister at the time based his decision on, being the Royal Commission, the Royal Commission itself actually acknowledges that there, at some point, prisoners should be forfeit their rights to vote,
mm-hmm.
and they came to a considered view that it recommending 3 years. So the point really is everyone seems to agree that if you commit a serious enough crime, you shouldn't have the ability to vote. And so the conversation is really what is serious enough.
Mm-hmm.
And my argument is that, in fact, the Royal Commission at the time did not consider the fact that invariably people that go to prison have already committed crimes against society and been convicted and prosecuted for them. That's certainly the case, for instance, in drugs. Many people that eventually end up in prison for instance, dealing in drugs have had a number of drug convictions prior to that. So they can't say they haven't been warned, so mm-hmm. to speak.
And you believe that because someone commits a crime and is convicted of it, they should void their right to vote?
No, only if they're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because being in prison for a crime, you only get sent to prison for serious crimes, I would proffer. Mm-hmm. And at that point, if you've committed a crime serious enough to be in prison, then part of the punishment should be you lose the right to vote.
Prison.
But, there are plenty of people convicted but don't go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Is this even a big issue anyway? Do prisoners who have the right to vote exercise that right in the first place?
I don't know, and that doesn't concern me, and it's not the issue.
The argument I'd like to make is that if prisoners are going to be entered into society before the next election, then if they don't have the right to vote, they're entering into or under a government that they haven't elected and they haven't had the ability to elect. Does that not concern you, that they're in society without representation?
Not at all. They've committed a... excuse me. They've committed offence against society. It'll be known widely that if you go to prison, you can't vote, and that's part of the consequence of the a bad choice you made. I mean, people make choices in life, and they must bear the consequences of those choices. And one of the choices, if you commit a crime serious enough to go to prison, then part of the punishment is you lose your right to vote. I mean, after all, the right to vote carries responsibilities. And invariably, people that end up in prison do so because they've demonstrated their lack of ability to actually undertake their responsibilities properly.
But surely as part of rehabilitation in prison, you want to instill a sense of responsibility in prisoners. And by giving them the right to vote, doesn't that include them in society rather than ostracizing them?
Well, the reality is the right to vote does not ostracize them, and the point is it could be an incentive to get out of prison and behave, to say that if you value your vote so dearly, the incentive, in fact, is to straighten yourself out. When you get out of prison, you'll get the right to vote, and if you value the right to vote so dearly, then hopefully that might be the one trigger that will stop them offending.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that any other rights that prisoners currently have should be taken away from them?
I haven't given that any thought at this stage. I'm focused on this particular bill.